Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we all remember Sully, but who remembers the geese? The heroic landing of a U.S. Airways jetliner in the Hudson River last year was necessitated by the infamous double bird strike. Canada geese flying into not one, but two engines of the plane. So according to the New York Times, more than 1,200 Canada geese were rounded up from around the city and killed last year to try and avoid another incident. And just last week, 400 more were taken from Prospect Park and gassed to death. Parkgoers are sad. Animal rights activists are furious. You can imagine the cries of Goose Auschwitz and things like that being said privately, if not publicly. So this raises at least two questions. One, how many geese need to die from how far away from the airports to keep flying human beings safe? Two, is gassing the way to do it? With us now, we have two guests. Isolde Raftery, reporting for the New York Times Metro Desk, broke the story of the 400 geese in Prospect Park. And Glenn Phillips, executive director of New York City Audubon. Isolde and Glenn, welcome to WNYC. Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Glenn, I'll start with you from Audubon. Hi. There was no outcry like this that I recall when 1,200 geese were killed citywide last year. Why now that another 400 were taken from Prospect Park?
Well, there was outcry last year, and there was even a protest in front of the mayor's mansion. I think that this has struck a nerve because the geese in question are in a very public place. It's in a park that's frequented by millions of people, and as opposed to in sort of the more obscure locations where they were culled last year.
And Isolde, tell us about your reporting. What exactly did you learn was done in Prospect Park?
Well, it started out with some folks who called saying, where are the geese? Because as you can imagine, the geese there are sort of the de facto small talk conversation around the lake. And, I just put in a few phone calls, and the spokeswoman for the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, said, yes, they're gone. They're part of this larger citywide effort where we corralled them into a fence-like area in the early hours of the morning before the heat sets in, and then we take them to a nearby facility where they are gassed with carbon dioxide and lethal doses.
And the policy, I gather from your article, is no geese within 7 miles, as the goose flies, of Kennedy or LaGuardia airports. Prospect Park happens to be 6.5 from each. Glenn, is 7 miles the right radius? How does anybody know?
Well, I don't think we really have an answer to that question, and that's part of our concern with this action now, is that, is it 5 miles? Is it 7 miles? Is it 100 miles? We know that Canada geese in this region tend to stay within, 5 to 10 miles of their kind of home base. So they move around in fairly small circles, although they're capable of longer distance flights, and that sometimes is observed. It's hard to know what's necessary for airline safety. When you look at the strike rate for John F. Kennedy Airport over the last decade, it's actually declined by 40% at the same time that the Canada goose population has been increasing dramatically. So it's not clear to me that there's any correlation between the population of Canada geese and the risk to aviation.
Really? How could there not be, though? I mean, it kind of defies common sense. If there are more geese and they tend to fly in that vicinity, then there's going to be a larger statistical risk of geese strikes. How could it not be that?
Well, I think that the issue is the efforts that are made at the airport to protect airplanes from collisions.
Mm-hmm.
And JFK Airport has one of the finest collection of people working on this issue, and there's a task force that's been in place there for decades, and there are staff dedicated to protecting airplanes from accidents with birds, and they do a good job of it. And there are fewer people and less attention at some of the other airports in the region, and they haven't seen comparable declines in strike rates. So
Rick in Hillsborough is calling in, I think, warning us against getting too sentimental about a flock of geese. Right, Rick?
Yeah, I mean, come on. 400 versus the population is probably one half of 1% of the geese in that area. If 400 people were killed in an airplane crash, people would be complaining why we don't do something. So when we do something, people get upset, oh, why did you do that? I mean, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. It's ridiculous. I mean, if this 400 were the last 400 Canadian geese on the earth, then okay, I could see you complaining and being upset. But come on, give me a break. This is going to save human lives and property. If one of those planes, you know, plowed into an elementary school, what would people be saying then? So Rick, give me a break.
Rick, thank you very much. Anybody living around Prospect Park want to respond to Rick? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Isolde, based on your reporting out there, what do you think people would say?
Well, I went out there yesterday, and I have to say, I mean, it is a personal thing for these people. Like, you can look at it very rationally and kind of in the long term, and I would agree with you. I mean, that's how the feds are looking at it. But it is very strange to be out there. There's a mother I bumped into whose daughter's just learned how to say the word goose. And, I mean, how strange for her. The kids started going, goose, goose, and they were nowhere in sight. So it is actually a very personal thing for these people. And then, of course, there's a number of people who feed the geese and take care of the geese. And then we obviously helped personify one goose who had an arrow through his neck. And, you know, I know when my mother called saying, oh, my gosh, did he go to the gas chamber, too? I thought, oh, no, this has been totally, you know, these geese have been so anthropomorphized, but it's definitely a feeling out there.
Glenn Phillips, executive director of New York City Audubon. Assuming there is a goose kill, are there different methods for taking their lives?
Well, I understand, although I'm no expert on that issue, that the methods that the USDA uses are considered the most humane. And that they cause the least distress to the birds in the process, and that in fact the meat from the birds is perfectly usable. It could be if there were a processing plant nearby, which it seems to be the trouble, could actually be distributed to for human use. So I think that their methods are fine. I think that the question is this an effective way to help protect human safety, and I don't think they've shown that effectively yet.
Well, do you want to respond at all to the emotional response to gassing that Isolde was describing? I mean, it is literally reminiscent of human gas chambers, as she quoted people saying, in a city that, you know, knows that history well. Is it in fact less humane than other forms of killing the birds, or are you saying not?
No, it is more humane that the birds, you know, essentially, you know, fall asleep and die in their sleep in the process, and so it is considered the most humane approach to doing this. I mean, when you shoot a bird with a bullet or an arrow, you know, there's always the risk of, you know, serious injury without killing them, and then you've got a bird suffering, and so I would say that this mechanism is, if it had to be done, is the way to do it. I'm just questioning whether it is, you know, going to have any impact on public safety.
Isolde, in your reporting, are those geese being used for food? There's certainly a lot of hungry people around.
Not in New York. In Pennsylvania, there were 900 pounds delivered to pantries, and I know in other states as well. But as Glenn said, there's a problem with, I think, the law in New York, actually, or some facility waiting to try to figure out a way to do that.
Really? And Glenn, anything on that?
Well,
people are going to the food banks at, you know,
my
understanding
large numbers. The issue is that they have to be processed properly, and that there isn't the nearest processing plant with the capacity to process large numbers of geese is too far from New York City for that to be.
Maybe that's a better movement to launch than saving the geese.
Well, I would say that you know, the caller's sort of response that, you know, this is just 400 geese out of a big population, you know, and so from a conservation standpoint, he's absolutely right. You know, 400 geese or 1,200 geese from the population, which is well over of a quarter of a million birds in New York State alone, you know, it will be unnoticed in the population. And so, you know, the numbers will rebound relatively quickly as birds from outside the city move in to fill this choice habitat. I mean, and when we build city parks, we build, you know, goose habitat. We are building places that geese love and will flourish in, and there are no predators here. So if people, it's sort of, it's one of the consequences of humans liking, you know, ponds with lawns near them.
What's a predator of geese other than human beings?
Well, there's not much, but wolves and coyotes will eat young. There are a few other mammals will eat the young birds, but an adult bird is pretty much, you know, only a human is going to be a predator for them.
Let me get one other caller in here, and it is Batia near Prospect Park. Hi, Batia. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Okay.
I just wanted to make the comment that I really think it speaks volumes that there was absolutely no comment period done for this. It was done under the dark of night, and I think that that speaks volumes about the intentions of the people that did this. If they really wanted to, you know, open this up to people to have a discussion, they would have presented other options. They would have considered other alternatives. And I'd like to ask your panel. I know that in Rikers Island, they smash eggs to kind of curtail the population growth. I'm not sure that that's the best way either, but I know that there are other alternatives out there. And the fact that they did this, they've destroyed that park, and I take my son there every single day, and those geese are missed. And it's the wildlife that, you know, makes this park and this area special.
Are you willing to take the risk of more goose strikes of airplanes, as the first caller was saying?
Well, I don't
so that you can look at the geese and have your kids look at the geese?
Well, I think that's a very narrow way, you know, to look at the problem. I'm not advocating that nothing be done, and I'm not taking the position that it's either geese or people. I mean, your caller from Hillsboro made the comment that, you know, it's only 400 geese, it's just a fraction of 1% of the goose population, and that this really is needed to protect people's lives. If it was 400 people, you know, people would be outraged and demand some kind of action. I'm not saying that, you know, it's people versus geese. I'm saying that there has to be an alternative. And this is 6.5 miles away from JFK, and nothing else was seems to have been considered. There's no relocation plan.
Right.
I'm sure there are plenty of places in Pennsylvania that would be happy to have these geese. These were resident geese that spent a lot of time in the park, and that people feel very close to them.
But yeah, I got to leave it there because we're way out of time, but thank you very much. And last question is going to go to you, Glenn, from Audubon. A number of people are commenting on our webpage that you seem to be against what's going on with respect to the geese, whereas you were quoted in Isolde's article as being supportive.
Well, I think that I feel like that mischaracterized our position. But I mean, we are not opposed to lethal control when it's been shown to be necessary. We don't believe that the rigorous environmental impact assessment has been made, and I agree with the previous caller that there hasn't been any disclosure about the goals and plans for this program, and that both those things need to happen before we could actually support.
Although
we are not, you know, we're not completely against all lethal control.
And just for the record, it was a different person from Audubon who was quoted. But Glenn Phillips, executive director of New York City Audubon, and Isolde Raftery, reporting for the New York Times Metro Desk on the geese story in Prospect Park. Thank you both very much for talking about this with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Up next, the controversy over New York's brand new voting machines. Come primary day, the era of clunky levers may or may not be over. Stay tuned.